I don't know what you're trying to say, but I don't have time for this.
It happens more often than you know. The deaf and hard of hearing at the receiving end of hurtful looks and comments. This incident caught on camera.
It's against company policy. I can't do it.
A deaf customer typed his order onto his phone at the drive-thru of an Ohio fast food restaurant.
I will call 911 if you don't move.
But the worker wouldn't take it and ignored the customer. The employee was fired, and Taco Bell released a statement saying they are committed to maintaining an environment free of discrimination or harassment.
I cannot help you.
You see a man being discriminated against because he's deaf.
Aren't you supposed to have an interpreter here or something?
What would you do?
Car now.
It said 1760.
Get out of my car now!
Sir, it said...
Get out of my car now!
Why are you yelling at me?
Because you won't...
To yell at me.
Get out of my car! I'm facing a... Get out! Now!
You're facing
a... Now!
Stop. Stop being so mean.
What's up? I am the mad, chronically ill girl, but some of you know me as Sonya D. However, I am chronically upset today. Are you shocked? And we're going to get into why in a minute. I just celebrated another birthday on the 10th. So to all the Virgos out there still celebrating their birthdays, happy birthday to you as well as to me. I hope you had a lot of birthday cake because I certainly did, but not enough. Anyway, let's get to the subject at hand. So we talk about a lot of things here on the Mad Chronically Ill Girl podcast. Many times our shows are lighthearted. Our discussions tend to be a little light with a few jokes and sound effects thrown in for good nature. However, despite my chronically angry nature, today's topic is not so light going with that theme. This topic is about discrimination itself. What happens when you are discriminated against because you have a disability? Most people tend to look at disabled people with awe. I mean, they believe that they couldn't live the life that we live because we have to do, air quote, too much. It takes me longer to get out and get around because I use a wheelchair. Well, deaf and blind, or the hearing impaired and vision impaired, they have to do things a bit differently to go where they need to go and do the things that we all do. Especially when we just want to go out and eat. Okay? Lots of people tend to avoid the public as much as we can. Sometimes disabled people tend to do this also just to avoid ignorant people. But not all of us. We have every right to access and share the same public space that you do. And yet still, we have those who don't seem to understand this right. So we have two audio clips that I will play in their entirety for you today. Clips that are hard to listen to at times because they deal with discrimination. And discrimination is at the core of the things that are wrong with this country today. The first clip you'll hear is about an incident at an Oklahoma Burger King. Deaf mother Rachel Hollis just wanted to feed her kids like any other American mother. She takes a drive to her local Burger King and all went straight to hell in a matter of minutes. This is her experience. You're getting ready to hear an audio recording.
To refuse services based on a person's disability or to treat them differently.
That's the law. But if you watch the video Rachel Hollis took while trying to order food at this Oklahoma City Burger King, it's not what happened. Hollis told News 4 through an interpreter it's the worst she's ever been treated.
But this man was stubborn. He completely ignored me. It was like I was nobody.
Hollis says she pulled forward to the window with her order ready on her phone, but instead the employee hands her a note that said, "Can't do a full order at the window. Too busy." Moments later, when Hollis didn't leave, this.
"You have to come inside. It is too busy. Too busy, ma'am. I can't do a full order at the window. I'm sorry. It has nothing to do with your disability. I have a disability too, okay?
I just wanted my food. They should treat me like hearing customers.
Hollis says police did show up but didn't even get out of their cars to question her. She says she eventually got her kids fed and home, but that's when she broke down.
I was very upset. I was crying. I was very tired. I'm tired of discrimination. I never experienced anything like that. For someone to call the police, that's crazy. It just didn't seem right.
Hollis says she's never recorded an interaction like this before, but she wanted to protect herself and her kids.
And I plan to show Burger King here that they have to train their employees, because this is going to continue to happen over and over again.
On that note, we did reach out to Burger King's corporate office for comment. We're told the employee you see in that video was fired. Also, all employees at this location are undergoing additional sensitivity training to make sure this doesn't happen again. Live in Northwest Oklahoma City, Chase Horn, Oklahoma's News 4.
She was a nobody, or that's how she felt. The employee who handed her a note told her to come inside the restaurant as if that was going to make a difference. She simply typed out her order on the screen and handed it to him. I'm not understanding why the employee believed, oh, well, I'm too busy to take your order, so come inside so I can take your order. It defies logic there, and I'm not sure what he was trying to accomplish other than the fact that he got fired. And yes, people, oh, well, she's going to sue, which she did say she was interested in taking legal action. Oh, he lost his job, and that Burger King did announce that all of his employees will be going through some type of sensitivity training. But this is simply not enough, because these incidents should not happen in the first place. I don't understand what her having to be disabled had to do with the fact that he wasn't able to take her order right then and there. If he can read on a screen, which I'm sure is required of someone to work a drive-thru, not saying anything about illiterate people. My father was illiterate, so that has nothing to do with this. However, his job was to take her order, and whether it's written down or whether it's, you know, spoken verbally, that's all that should matter. And yet he claims he was too busy to do so and that she needed to come inside, where I'm sure the same situation would have taken place. She would have been unable to verbally communicate to him what she wanted, and still would have had to show the order on the screen. So I'm not sure why this guy felt that her disability enabled him to say, hey, I can't take your order. Please come inside while I take your order. So that was done, and this incident went viral and made the news. And you would think, well, that's enough. But alas, folks, that was not it. We have a second recording of a separate incident, including someone who is also hearing impaired. Here is the entire audio recording. Please listen.
Go ahead, speaker.
I'm deaf.
It's okay. Go ahead, speaker. Now.
Nope.
Go ahead, speaker.
I can't.
Can you
hear.
Move, please? Can you
I
move?
I can't hear.
Move,
you discriminating
please.
Me.
It's okay.
I whatever, can't hear you please. Speak.
Whatever. Go. Move.
I want to order move. Number 8.
I say, can I help you? Can I help
want
you?
To
nothing.
Order number
I say,
8,
you?
Please.
Go.
I am deaf.
Go. I don't care. I don't
you
care.
Discriminate.
Go.
Do you know the loss
go,
you
go,
could be
go,
against
go.
You?
I don't
know
care.
That?
No, I don't care.
You
go.
Don't care? Well, I guess you're
go,
ready
go,
for...
Go, go,
no. I'm paying you something, so I want number 8, please.
I say, can I help
I
you?
Am
I
am deaf.
No!
I can't hear you.
Shut up. I say no. No, no.
No.
No order.
I am deaf. You're discriminating me. I'm deaf. I can't
say,
hear
can
you.
I help
on the
you. I say, can I help you? You.
I
nothing.
Can't
you,
hear
nothing.
You. I am deaf.
Your next customer.
Deaf.
Can I help you?
I'm deaf.
Hey, can I help you?
I'm deaf. I
go.
Can't hear you.
Go.
So I'm coming
go.
Here to ask for water.
Go. Simple. No order for you. No order
before
for you.
You're discriminating
go.
Me.
Go. I don't care.
I'm not
go.
Leaving until you give me the order I want. I
go
want
ahead.
Number 8, please.
Go ahead.
Combo, please.
Combo, please. Okay, you order here, can you park? 5 minutes.
I'm not
there.
Going to pull over there. I'm gonna wait for you because you walked away discriminating me. Now you're going to own me.
Yeah, come on,
you're
man.
Discriminating me and because I am deaf.
I can't
hear
the
speaker. I'm deaf.
Your next call?
I can't hear.
No order for
I
you.
I can't hear.
Go ahead.
So, would you please give me number order 8 and I'll wait for you?
Okay, can you park?
No.
Can you park?
I will sit here and I'll wait for you.
Hey, wait for me?
Yeah, I'm going to wait for you until you I get my food and then I'll pay you. Thank you. If you want to have a lawsuit, go ahead. You better give me your order right now. Okay. You can watch all in the media. What? Number 8, please.
She sat there for 2 hours. 2 hours. So it's unimaginable what these two women had to go through. One woman, the second woman we just listened to, she happened to be with her son who was in the car, and he captured everything that happened on his cellular phone. The video, you have to watch the video, ladies and gentlemen, my fellow chronically angry listeners. You should probably watch the video on YouTube or wherever you can find it online, because even though you just heard the horrible way he was treating this woman, it's also worth seeing it to believe it. What the video doesn't show is that the Jack in the Box was where this has happened. The Jack in the Box employee did not hear anything when she came to the window. And this is what caused his agitation, that he could not hear her say anything. So he decides to go off on her the minute she pulls around. So we don't see exactly what happened and what precipitated the event. All we see is his ensuing anger. And as you could see, as you can hear, he even began to mock her disability. He mocked her. This is something that is unconscionable. This is something that the president has done, you know, mocking disabled people. So him mocking her just really put the icing on the messed up cake, right? This is a shame. This is tragic to hear. You know, so many people tend to think that people bend over backwards for you because you have a disability. And this isn't true. This isn't remotely true. This is not the case. There's another side to it all. And this is the side that you don't really hear all the time. This is the side where people start to make assumptions about you, assuming that you're on the public dole and that you're a burden to society, or that because you are disabled, that means you are worthless and that there's something wrong with you. Well, America, there's nothing wrong with us. There's something wrong with you. And there's something wrong and sick in a society where this not only happens once or twice, this happens all the time. I was shocked to even hear about this because I was one of those dumb people who thought that, hey, no one mistreats deaf people, you know, or blind people, or visually impaired, or hearing impaired, or people in wheelchairs. I was one of those people. I am no longer one of those people because I've seen how people treat me, and now I've seen how all other people get treated with disabilities, and this is a shame. This is not what we do. I went to Target. I'm not sure if I told you this story, but buckle up, kids. I went to Target, and I was just recently in a wheelchair, and I just wanted to get past these two guys standing in an aisle. And I asked, excuse me, and he pretended not to hear me. The other guy just looked at me like confused, and the other one refused to turn around. I didn't think, I just moved away. The Sonya today... The Sonya today would have pushed his card out the way and pushed it all the way to Oklahoma right now, okay? But that was the timid me. I had just gotten the wheelchair. I was very intimidated by everything, but not anymore, ladies and gentlemen, as you can hear. However, as I turned my wheelchair to go away, I heard the friend who looked at me crazy tell the other guy who never turned around, hey, why didn't you move for her? And his words were something I never forgot. He said, I should not give her special attention just because she's in a wheelchair. So me asking another human being to move out the way so I can get down the same aisle that he was, that was considered special attention. This is America, ladies and gentlemen. This is 2019. This is how we do. Disabled or not, veteran or not, elderly or not, mothers with children or not, it doesn't matter. If you are asking for anything in this country, apparently it boils down to special treatment. There is no excuse. Sometimes, but this brings me to another point. Sometimes the worst people in our disabled community are disabled people. We can be so harsh and rude with each other, and let's keep it real. We can be so judgmental. Suddenly, since we're disabled now, that makes us the judge of everybody else who's disabled. We can finally tell when this person's full of crap and that person really is disabled. Then we can make ableist comments and cover it up by saying, oh, I'm disabled too. Therefore, I can say these things, just like the young man did in the first audio when he said, well, hey, I'm disabled too. Never really sharing with us what his disability was, but I guess it enabled him to be, you know, ableist and discriminatory to her, and that allowed him to kick his ableist discriminatory behind to the curb because he doesn't have a job today. Let's get to the real people. There's no excuse. Just not too long ago, I was with my daughter and I was trying to get out of the car, and I noticed an older gentleman was right behind me, and there was a disabled parking spot next to mine, but he wanted to see if I was actually disabled enough to take the spot. So he sits there and watches me. Now mind you, he's holding up traffic. He's holding up other cars in the parking lot that want to get around him. He decides, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to see if this woman is really disabled. He did this. The moment he saw that my daughter pulled out a wheelchair and that I got in it, he waited for me to get in the chair. He wanted to see who I was. So the moment I got in the chair is when he decided, okay, she's disabled. And then he pulls into the spot next to mine and parks, leaving all those poor people behind him who was stuck for literally 5 minutes just so I can get in my chair. This is what we do to each other. This is ridiculous and it needs to stop. You do not have x-ray vision that tells whether someone's disabled and whether someone isn't, so knock it off. But let's get to the dirty, listeners. The hearing impaired are going through a war, okay? Even in emergency situations, they have issues when having to call 911. Some of them have even been wrongfully arrested after calling 911 to the scene. They get denied admission to schools because some schools don't want to pay for interpreters. They get turned down for jobs because they don't want to deal with their disability. Hospitals are often neglecting the needs of people with hearing impairment. And there is such thing called autism. You know what that is? It's the belief that those with the ability to hear are superior or normal to those who are not. And believe me, it goes on. We somehow believe that some of us, not all, disabled or not, believe that we are somehow better than people who are unable to hear. Now, businesses like Apple, Home Depot, and Lyft, they're stepping up their game a little bit. So we should give these companies a little credit. They're trying to accommodate the hearing impaired and the broader disabled community. But there's so much more to do, especially with finding employment. Some people, like Amanda Kohler, she's had phones hung up in her face because people did not want to take the time to listen to the prompts to let them know, hey, you're dealing with a person who's hearing impaired. This woman, Amanda, is highly educated. She has a master's in public administration and another degree, but no such luck. 1,000 resumes later, and she still doesn't have a job. She's also profoundly deaf. She states that her bank accounts are in the negative and she has debt up to $200,000. So proving discrimination is hard for anybody. But thanks to the access with phones and cameras, some people are finding justice in small pockets. So we need a campaign of disability for the hearing impaired. We need more roles in the media for those who are hearing impaired, and more visibility would be great. There was one actress, I believe her name was Marley Matlin. If I'm wrong on that, I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing her name. I apologize, but we need many, many more, okay? She's not enough. We need more mainstream characters, more people being put in the forefront. And the modeling agency that I'm with, Zebedee Management, they are doing a wonderful job by pushing these faces in front of modeling clients and agents who have never thought, hey, maybe I can hire a person who is hearing impaired, who's visually impaired, who's in a wheelchair to promote my product, because it's an inclusive message, okay? I think that some people think that when disabled people become of age, and I guess that's adults, that our families just shipped up off to some disabled folks farm and that we're never heard of again, and we sit around and play games and get taken care of for the rest of our lives. This is complete crap. Most people with disabilities, we are able to take care of ourselves. We work, we live, we love, we do the same things that everyone else does, and that's it. Okay? We need more visibility in the community. We need more people to understand that this is not special treatment. We are merely asking for people to treat us with the respect that they'd like for themselves. We are merely asking for you to give us a chance. We are not children that need you to hold our hands. You may not always understand the things that we are going through, but we are only asking that you take some time out in your day to try. That's not special treatment. That's equal treatment. And that's all we ask. That's all we have for today, folks. I am your host, the Mad Chronically Ill Girl, and I'm going to stay chronically angry about this and other topics. Please stay tuned for more Heading Your Way. Make sure you subscribe. You can catch this podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Podomatic.com, Podomatic.com. Okay? Please download any of these apps so that you can stay up to date with the latest topics. We're going to be doing a t-shirt giveaway soon, so don't miss that. As the Mad Chronically Ill Girl, I am signing out for now.